Okay, we're now in the 11th chapter, Hilchos Shgagos, Halacha Beis. Yesterday we came up with the big chiddush of the Korban Olah V'Yored for the person who walks into the Beis of Mikdash or eats kachim in a state of tumah. We said that this is the exception to the general rule of shogeg, where shogeg, even if you had no awareness beforehand that there was something wrong, something usur, something anything, and only afterwards you find out you did a sin, you'd bring a korban chatas. But we said what's unique about the tumas mikdash kedoshav is that you have to know that you're tameh, let's say, or you know that there's kachim over there. You have to know there's a potential problem. You forget about it, then you do it, and then you're aware. That was the chiddush. And if you're not aware beforehand, then there's no korban to be brought, nor korban ola yuri to be brought at all. Mark, I believe you asked, I don't remember who asked, but where's the atonement come from? So I tried to give some kind of sfar answer. It's going to turn out, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but at the end of the Rambam, he's going to discuss how you get kaparis in these situations without bringing any korbanos. So that's,
there is another way.
There is a way. It's not much for you to do, but you'll see. But there is a question is raised and it is answered.
We'll see.
No. Let's look.
Isn't it Yom Kippur? Is it the goat?
We're going to see. Okay, halacha beis. Now let's go to some other tangents off of that. Let's say nitma. Let's say the guy was tameh. V'yada shenitma. And he knows he's tameh. So he's got that initial knowledge. Brackets say, v'yada shezakoris amigdash. And he knows that this food is kachim, and he knows where the base of amigdash is. So he knows everything in advance. Here's the interesting part now. Avolo yada be'eze avnitma. He doesn't know what the source of the tumah was that made him tameh. In other words, it's different avots tumah. So he knows he's tameh, but doesn't know it's because he touched a sheretz. Maybe he touched a nevela. He doesn't remember. He knows he's tameh, but doesn't know where the source of the tumah is.
Did he know at one point? Or does it matter?
I don't know. We'll see. But right now, he doesn't know. At this point, he doesn't know. Okay? So he has, like, we'll call it partial knowledge. I mean, he knows he's tameh, but he doesn't have complete knowledge that of where the tumah comes from. He knows he can't go to the base of midrash because he's tameh. He knows he can't eat hekdesh because he's tameh, but he doesn't remember, he doesn't know what the tumah was that got him in that state. Well, let's continue and read on. Vishachach, now he totally forgets shenitma that he ever was tameh. Now we're coming to the forgetful stage. Then he enters the mikdash, or parallel, ochel kodesh, or he eats kodesh when he forgot. Then afterwards, v'nodala achar shenichvas achar ochel. Then after he ate, or after the base of mikdash, then he remembered be'eza av nitma. He remembers which av made him tameh. In other words, he remembered that he's tameh, and he remembered exactly what the tumah was.
Obviously he did.
It looks like he forgot or whatever. So hareis a chay of korban, then he brings the korban, and here's the point. In the beginning, he didn't know precisely why he was tameh, but hol v'yadashu tameh. Since he knew he was tameh, hareis a shom yedias tuma betchila. Then it was enough of a yedia. It has to be an initial yedia. So as long as he knew he was tummy, even though he didn't know the precise tumma, that is enough. Now it's interesting, in one of the footnotes it over here, is why did the Rambam have to say at the end that he knew which tumma he had? Mm-hmm. Why did the Rambam just say he remembered he was tummy? So it seems the commentaries say from the wording of the Rambam that he has to know at least at the end to know what he was tummy from. Okay, so that is because I guess that's part of the chait, is to know precisely what your chait was. At least at the end, he has to know what the particular tumah was, even though it doesn't matter, he was tameh. In other words, you got to be kind of precise with the avera, right? Well, I was tameh, but what kind of tumah did you have? Was it tumah sheretz? Was it tumah, nevela? seems in the Rambam that you'd have to, and there's a lot of commentators who ask on that, but the Chiddush is, in the beginning, he didn't have thorough knowledge. Right. He had partial knowledge. He knew he was Tameh, but he didn't know the source of the Tumah, and that's good enough.
So when we say at the beginning, we don't mean when he went into the Beis HaMikdash at 8. We mean before that.
Before, he knew he was Tameh, he knows you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, he knows everything, and then he forgets.
And at some time before that, he must have known what it is, because he can't remember.
Yes, I guess he originally knew he was Tameh with a Sheretz, whatever, or maybe he just knew he was whatever, and then he forgot that, but remembered that he's Tameh, right?
And then he forgot.
The whole case is weird, because if he knew at one point he was Tameh Sheretz, and then one time he knew he was Tameh Sheretz.
Right, exactly. That's hard to understand
the case, unless you want to say he just knew his Tameh, but he didn't know which Tumah it was, and then later out he found out what the Tumah was.
Someone told him.
Maybe.
But if he finds out later on, he remembers he was Tameh, but he doesn't remember which one? Is he obligated to bring out?
The way the Rambam words it would seem not, because at the end of the day, when you're bringing this Korban, you have to really know 100% what it's for.
But he knew he was Tumah.
Yeah, but he doesn't know which Tumah. So what are you gonna say, God, forgive me for the sin of which Tumah was it? Seems from the Rambam. I understand, but the Rambam. So the commentators ask on the Rambam. They ask on the Rambam at that point.
Not everybody agrees.
So that's not so simple. But the Chiddush is at least on the front end, and then even in the front end, it's not so easy to understand. Because how did he find out which Tumah was at the end? Unless someone knew in the beginning. Unless no, maybe he didn't know in the beginning. And only later on,
the guy was with him and said, "I know."
Yeah, they says, "I remember." The guy said, "Why did you go to the Beis HaMikdash? Don't you remember a Sheretz touched you?" Oh, it was a Sheretz. So maybe that's the case. So that so
he could touch me.
Because if he knew it completely, there was a time he knew it completely, right? Can't say he knew it was Tumah Sheretz. Then he only knew it was Tumah. Then he forgot it was Tumah. But if originally he knew it was Tumah Sheretz, then that was the complete knowledge he needed to have from the beginning anyway.
So he bought the Sheretz for the Sheretz one.
So it must be he just knew he was Tumah. He knew it was Tumah. And it's also not an easy case to construct, because if he knew it was Tumah, how did he know it was Tumah? Something had to happen, right? So the logistics of it is a little bit difficult. Okay, now on the other hand, what about a different type of a partial knowledge? Let's say he forgot some of the important laws of Tumah, the details of Tumah. For example, generally speaking, what's the general shear for most Isurim? Ksayas, something like that. But he didn't know by Tumah it's a much smaller shear. Kigon shenitma bekadosha mina sheretz. He actually was touched a kadosha, a lentils amount. That's all you need. A lentil amount of a sheretz is metame.
All right. Bria?
Forget about bria. Forget about bria. Even if it's not a bria, still a lentil. Let's say a foot of a sheretz. It's a kadosha. Mm-hmm. So he didn't know that halacha, that it's only a kadosha makes you tame. He knew that he did touch a sheretz, and a sheretz is metame, but didn't know the shear of it. Okay?
So he
might have thought that he's okay, because he thought, I didn't have enough.
Right.
I didn't have, it was only a little bit. Where was the shogig, actually? The shogig, he knows there's tumah sheretz. He didn't know the intricate point that it's even only a kadosha.
Okay.
So what happened? It was just a little kadosha touched him. So he figured, I guess I'm Tor.
Right.
But really, he was Tameh. But he didn't know he was really Tameh.
Yeah.
So this is like a partial Yediya. This is not a complete Yediya.
No, he's ignorant of the law.
He knows he touched the Sheretz.
Right.
There's no question about it. He made a mistake that he didn't know that he's Tameh from that. Okay. Then what happens? Vishachach shenaga v'sheretz klal. Then he totally forgot he touched the sheretz at all, right? V'nichnas, that he enters the base of Mingash. Ochor eats kachim. V'acher, then later, notala, he's informed shenaga b'ka'adosha min hasheretz. Then he's told that he remembered whatever. You know, you touched a ka'adosha sheretz, and then he's also, I guess, told, and you know, you were tummy the whole time. So I raise a suffake im chayiv korban or potter. It's a suffake if he's chayiv the korban or not. In other words, did he have enough knowledge, or was it not enough knowledge? It's just shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't resolve the issue.
It sounds like even if he hadn't forgotten, he still would have gone into the base of Mikdash because he didn't think he was tamei.
Right.
Okay, but he knew some, he knew a partial knowledge, but not enough. I hear.
Knowledge he had.
I understand. I understand. So either way, he's potter.
Right.
Okay. Let's say somebody who never saw the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Havi Makoma never was really sure where the place is to know that this is Beis HaMikdash. Im Nitma became Tamei. V'yada Shinim. He knew he became Tamei. V'nichtas Yimesh. He went to the Mikdash. He knows there's an aspect of not going to Beis HaMikdash. V'yada Batchila Shazem Makoma. But initially he didn't know this was the place. Sharei Lora. He never saw it. And then afterwards, Rachagan Zachar Hatum, then he remembers the Tumah. Then he finds out it's a Mikdash. That's also a Safik, because again, it's a partial knowledge.
Right.
He knows he's Tumah. He knows he can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. He's not quite sure if
but
this is.
But he doesn't know he's at the Beis HaMikdash.
So I raise a Safik in Yediya Sheyesh Mikdash Ba'olam Yediya. Just the knowledge, knowing there's a Beis HaMikdash, is that enough of a Yediya? Or at Shiyar Makom Atchila, if he knows the place. So again, it's a Safik, and you don't bring a Korban.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, he can't do because he can't bring a korban if it's a suffix. Because if it's not supposed to bring, then it's chulin bazara.
Right, that's the problem.
Right. So we're saying yerali. It appears to me she'elu hachayavim korban is suffix. Those who are chayav korban with a suffix in these cases, right? And you got to remember, you can't einan meviim korban. You can't bring a korban at all. Shemiach nisu chulin azara. Maybe chulin azara. Now, by a regular chattas, you have a way out. No, you don't have a way out because you can't make a condition. What if he wants to make a condition? You know, I'm going to bring it. If I did a sin, it's a chattas. And if not, I want to give it as a nedava. So you can't do that because by chattas can never be brought as a nedava.
Right, ever.
Okay, but wait a minute. There is an issue. Okay, so that's it. So you're stuck. There's nothing you can do.
You just don't bring a korban.
You don't know. You can't bring a korban. And can't bring a different type of a nedava or anything. You can't do it. You're stuck. So you're in limbo. So again, it's going to be a question. So what kind of atonement does he get? Now the Gemara, now Ram is going to ask a question. Wait a minute. How come you can't do that? I'm going to give you a case of chattas when you're in doubt. You can bring it. Ooh. What's going on? V'im Torah, you may ask a question from another place. What's that? For a chattas ha'of. Let's say it's a type of a chattas that has to be a bird chattas. Does come bala safek? You do bring it in a doubtful situation, but you don't eat it. So what's going on over there? That we say, let's say a woman, let's say she's not sure if she was a zava or a yoledes. She gave birth. She didn't gave birth to a miscarriage. It doesn't even look like a fetus. It's not sure if she had a real leda. It could have been just liquid, not enough of fetus inside to make. So it's really a shas, not her fault. And you bring a korban chatas afterwards. So what does she do? She can bring it, and you are allowed to make this conditional thing. If I needed the chatas, yes. If not, it's in the double. Oh, but you just said we don't do that with the korban chatas. Why do this with the bird? The answer is a big difference. Because the woman who's a yoledes, she's tmeya.
Begin with.
And how can she ever be tar again to go to the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, she can't.
She's got to bring. We can't make her forever tummy.
Yeah, that's not an eternal thing.
Right? These other cases, a tuma of a touching a rodent, you don't know, yes, you know, okay, did you bring the korban chas, did you not? But you can go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Just go to a mikveh, and a week later you can be in the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. But here there's a second problem. Not only is there a doubt if she needs to bring the korban, but she can never, ever go to the Beis HaMikdash the rest of her life, or ever eat kashim. So when's she going to eat a korban Pesach? Since there's no option, she's lacking atonement, so we have to find a solution for her. There is no, we cannot let her have a solution. When you're talking about kapara, okay, so we can't give her a kapara, but she can live her life normally, and later on we'll find a kapara anyway for her. But so therefore, and also lack of a kachim, she can't eat kachim, not show me a kapara until she gets a kapara. But here, this case over here, where the guy just went to the Beis HaMikdash, he's not called a mechusar kippurim. He doesn't need to bring a korban to now be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So in that case, ain't a maybe korban misafik. You can't bring a korban in a doubtful situation. Okay. So therefore, it is no korban in a suffek if there's enough of a yedi or not for the korban olah v'yared over here. Okay. Now, next case. Gimel. Me. Now, up to now, we've been dealing with a fellow who was tamei, forgot he was tamei, went into the azara. Now we're going to do another scenario. What if you're in the azara and you're tar? Everything's fine. And a rodent fell on you.
Now that's bad luck.
Okay, now we have to know what is it that you're required to do.
Get out.
Now,
fast.
Really, you have not sinned yet. Your tummy. Well, that wasn't your fault. That was an onus.
That's a sham.
We're not talking where you purposely grabbed the
sham. No, I even fell then, from okay, the heavens.
Whatever. But the halal is get out fast.
The quickest exits.
You know? Now, if you dilly-dally, then you're a sinner.
Yeah.
Then you're a sinner. Okay? You could be a mazed sinner. I say, I ain't going anywhere. I like it over there. I like the view. I love to hear the Levim singing. Oh, when the service is over, I'm going to leave.
The famous hits.
That would be amazing.
I'm surprised.
What if the guy knows he wants to leave, but then he gets distracted? He forgot. You know, he was about to leave. Then he got a text from his wife. He reads the text, and then he starts sending another 25 texts. And whatever. I'm just saying. He forgot. He forgot all about it. All right. So that's going to be the scenarios over here. So let's see now. Misha nitma ba'azara, somebody became tummy in the azara. And what he really needs to do to avoid all problems is to just split right away. Now, how is it possible for us to craft a scenario where he will still bring a korban olah v'yored in this situation? The classical one is, you knew you were tummy, you forgot you were tummy, you walk in the base of Mikdash, and then you remember you were tummy. So that's the... But what about the tumma starting from...
I was saying he knew he had to go and then he forgot he had to go.
So let's see. So tzarech sheyeda tchila shenit frila, he has to know he became tummy.
Right.
Right? Vishazemi, he has to know he's in the base of Mikdash. He has to have that knowledge. But if after that knowledge, then he forgot. He got distracted. Mm-hmm. And he forgot. He forgot where he is. He forgot that he's tummy, whatever. Then, after a while later, very zocher, then he remembers shezeh mikdash, or the opposite, shenel menashev, or he forgot it was the mikdash, and he didn't forget it was tamei, right? Or he forgot both, any one of the three possibilities. So now, kishe yevada, when he finally does know, whatever he finally remembered, that he is in the base of mikdash, that he is Tamei, or he's in the base, and he is Tamei, then Yavi Karben Olav Yared. Then he brings the Karben Olav. So it's possible, even when you're in there, to bring the Karben Olav Yared, which you forgot after a while you're there, you didn't go out right away. Now the question is, though, how you have to wait there long enough to transgress. Because if you're not there long enough to transgress, then there's no problem to begin with. So that's the final point is, for who, and the only time you bring is Kishiyisha Kashir. He stayed there long enough for the shear. Commentaries say, Kamosh Baranabah Hukas B.S. Mingus, explain it B.S. Mingus. That shear is called Shir Hashtachavoya, the amount of time it takes to bow down. And it really is a time to say the Pasuk, V'yichru Apayim Artsa, etc., etc. It's a Pasuk, V'yayavim, which takes about 10 to 12 seconds or so. So that's about the shear. So as long as he stayed about 12 seconds, and then he chopped that he should have gotten out, then he brings the korban olah v'yored. If he forgot about it for 3 seconds and then went out, he's okay. So it's a 12-second in the key.
It's 12 seconds after the shear.
When he was aware of it.
Realization.
So now, from when he knew, he has to be out in 12 seconds. So if he forgot, the next second, right? So now 12 seconds would be enough, and then he'd remember afterwards, then that would be enough. Right, that's the idea.
I presume he has to start going out. It may take him longer than 12 seconds to get out.
Well, sometimes there's a lot of people.
Yeah, but he has to start going, obviously, because it's a crowded place, and you have to go the long way to go out. There's no way you're going to get out of the Azara in 12 seconds. There's no way.
So there's no such thing as a miracle that a dead rat wouldn't land on you in the basement. Like so we say meat didn't rot and like all these amazing things. But
first of all, what if he became a Balkari?
Yeah, right there.
Right? What if a woman... I'm saying, things can happen.
That's why that token.
I'm just thinking about the sheriff.
The sheriff, whatever. It could happen.
I guess.
Okay, now, let's move on to a more intricate case.
Dalid. Okay,
let's take another case here. Misha Time Atzmo Bemezid. The guy's in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's in the Azara, and he intentionally makes himself Tamei.
That's not
okay. Now, my commentary adds the following. it says that he knows he's in the Mikdash, but he doesn't know Yerchayev Kores for that. So he's a shogeg regarding the Korban. Okay? Because he was not so sure about that. But anyway, but he intentionally makes himself tummy there. All right? Velo shogeshir. But he didn't wait enough time to get out. He didn't take that long. He got out right away. So now that's Harei Suffolk. Now we have an interesting Suffolk. We know, the rule we know is, if unintentionally you become tummy there, you got 12 seconds to get out. But now we have a Suffolk. What if you intentionally did it? Do you get the 12-second rule or not? Right? So the Suffolk is, Im shir hishtach avoya la'onus bilvad, is the amount that we wait the 12 seconds to be chayav a korban. It's only when it's an accident that happens. Olaf l'amazed, or we say it also for amazed, and then he's amazed, and then he forgets about it. Do we then have to say he was amazed? So he still can get out of it. Just get out fast. But then he forgot he was. So now we're not sure if we give him the 12-second rule or not. Lefikach im nevamena, if he forgot, if he yotzev lo shoy, he went out and didn't wait. We don't know if he has to bring or not. So Aini may be Corbin. He doesn't bring a Corbin. It's another case of a doubtful situation we don't bring. Or let's say another Shiloh. He became Tomei, but instead of going out, he suspended himself over the air of the courtyard. And that's a Shiloh, if you're Tumma in the air of the courtyard, is a problem or not. Hadavar Savik, that's also a Savik. Is the air space of the Zohar like the Zohar or not? So it's also Shiloh. So that's another Shiloh that does not bring a korban.
Question.
Yeah.
If the Kohen collapses inside there, who's supposed to tend to the... Dies.
Dies?
Yeah. Has a heart attack. Who's supposed to deal with the body?
Well, I would imagine preferably a Yisrael should.
Even if it's an area where normally Yisrael shouldn't.
Well, it's not an Ohel. There's no roof. There's no roof. It has to be only a certain corner. Maybe there's a roof. But it's an open-air stadium. there's no tuma for being in the same room.
Yeah, but who's supposed to actually... I
would imagine. You got a lot of Levites there.
A lot of Levites
are working there, right? Working. So I would imagine maybe one of the Levites would have that job. Mm-hmm. A Kohen for sure wouldn't do it. So a Levite would. Okay, now let's try... Another case. Now, this is a pretty obvious halacha here. Mishnah is stopping. Now, so far, now we've talked about a regular chatas. Let's go backtrack. So far, we've learned about a regular chatas. Let's see, didn't know Shabbos. Turn on the light, right? What if you're not sure you transgressed a regular sin that it's a chatas? You bring an Ashem Toli, right? Remember the Ashem Toli?
Yeah.
Okay, now what if you're not sure if you did this aver of the Korban Olah V'Yared? I don't know if I went into the Mikdash or not. Or I don't know if I ate... Let's say a simple case. I don't know if I ate Kodesh.
Right?
There were two pieces of meat.
Right.
I don't know if I ate Kodesh or not.
Right.
So would there be an Ashem Toloi for the Korban Olah V'Yared? Remember, the Korban Olah V'Yared is not different than a Shogeg, just it's called a different name.
Right.
Remember, regular Shogeg, it's a Chatas Kavua. It's a set one.
Right.
This is just a chatas that's not called a chatas, so to speak. You bring a korban olah v'yared, but it's still a shogeg chatas scenario with unique situation shogeg. So do we apply the rule of Ashem Toloi of this type of a shogeg, as it were? So the Rambam says, Mishnah is stafik lo im nichlas l'migdash. Guy's not sure if he went into the base of Migdash or not. O achal kodesh betum alav, or he ate kachim in a state of tumor or not. Aina maybe Ashem Toloi. He doesn't bring an Ashem Toloi. Why? Because this is a rule that he mentioned long ago.
The
only time you bring an Ashem Toloi, she mevin korban alohoda. The only time you bring an Ashem Toloi for a case you don't know is only with something bikores for a punishment that intentionally is kores. That the shogeg has the standard chatas. That's the rule of Ashem Toloi. Ashem Toloi, only in a doubtful situation that had you been amazed you would have got kares, had you been a shogeg, you bring a korban chatas. So if you're in doubt, you bring an Ashem Toloi. But if it is the korban olah v'yored, which is not a chatas per se, So therefore, for the shogeg, you don't. It's not the chatas kavua. It's not the shogeg chatas kavua. It's korban leviyoreid. The rule does not apply. I'm going to stop it over here because vav goes together with zion, and we're not going to have time to do both. And it's still already 10 o'clock. Shkoyach, guys.